You got one person on this side repenting the word of God, as opposed to listening to what God is saying. They go back and say, well, God gave me this for your sermon. You got this person over here saying that. I hear what the preacher's saying, but I'm going to do this my way. All this is in the house of God today. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord even saying right now, houses divided will not stand. Covenant begins when everybody comes together and says, I'm going to be one with you. Somebody ought to be declaring right now, I'm going to be one with you. I don't understand why you're worshiping, but I'm going to be one with you. I don't know why the tears are flowing out of your eyes, but I'm going to be one with you. I don't know why your hand just went up, but I'm going to be one with you. It says that they came together in front of the water gate. I wish I had time to talk about the water gate, but this is the place where things flow. And they asked Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law. Nehemiah 9:13, I'm not going to go into it because I'll take all types of life for it to get me off my assignment. 9:13 says, then on the second day, the heads of the father's household of all the people, the priests, the Levites, were gathered to Ezra, the scribe, that they might gain insight. Here it is again. All the people. Let me read the people again. The heads of fathers. Every father got to have a head. The heads. Every father got to have a head. The heads of fathers. Households of all people. The priests. Preacher. You got to be a assembled. The elders. The Levites. They all came to Ezra, the one that was releasing the truth. When you understand the story of Ezra, the Bible says that Ezra, the pulpit had to be raised. Why? Because God says, I don't want the same word spoken on the same level as the people. I need the pulpit raised. So the people got to Ezra, and the pulpit was raised. So God, we can begin to speak from a different dimension to a people. So it wouldn't be the same thing. We've got too much people saying, I can say the same thing as the Lord that's anointed to say. God says, no, I'm putting an Ezra in your life for a reason. Just because you Google the prophet that's got a stage, don't mean that that's the word that's going to be used for the nations.
Yeah.
Before he went back to the king, Nehemiah, along with Ezra, and all the people that believe God's word, they went back and established the truth of God. We've got to understand this as a principle, because we miss this. Everybody's trying to get back to God, but nobody's trying to reestablish covenant. Covenant means, God, I'm married to you. Covenant means that, God, I don't want to do nothing to break the covenant with you. Have you ever made a mistake that felt so bad?
Yeah.
When you really get in the deep covenants of God and the things of God, you won't be making excuses for the sin. Wow. You'll be doing everything to stop the sin before it happens. God, I'm not going to do this because I'm not going to break your heart again. Yeah. Am I talking to you real quick? Say, God, this word is too true to me. You've done too much for me. You healed this broken place in me. Yeah. I don't want to keep going back. Only dogs go back to their mother, God. Yeah. I don't want to go back to the stuff that's making me break covenant. Somebody needs to be praying, God, deliver me from this mindset of going back. God, you broke me from this. You told me not to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. God, you broke me from this soul tie. You broke me from this lying spirit. You broke me from this addiction. You broke me from this curse. You broke me from this, God. Help me not to go back. Paul said, if I build back the stuff that's been destroyed in my life, that makes me a transgressor. God, I don't want to transgress your promises anymore. Yeah. Somebody said, God, I don't want to do it no more. Jesus finds himself all in covenant with this word, because before he went back to the Father, he says, I've got to go to status. He says, I've got to give you an everlasting covenant. I've got to give you a new promise. I've got to make some stuff. So before I go back to the Father, I've got to make a covenant in the earth. Why? Because when the groom shows up, he's going to look for a covenant. What makes you my bride? Well, I can't wait till this book comes out. What makes us the bride of Christ? The covenant agreement.
of Christ. When God speaks, we produce. But when we're not the bride of Christ, we become like the Bible calls them whores. And you're in it for recreation, not cultivation. And you'll be amazed at the number of people that want to come to church because it's recreation. Fun to shout and dance. It's fun to do all of this kind of stuff. But what are you doing in this season? You're shouting, but you're still sick. Shouting, stuff is still housed in the chambers of your heart. Somebody said, God, deliver me in this season.
Disease.
Or is anybody hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying?
Yeah.
larger were formerly they put the grain offerings, the stuff that God was pleased with. See, you got to be careful that you don't allow the enemy to put space in places where God said it was used to be stuff that I was pleased with. We all should be walking away with a takeaway and asking, oh God, what's taking up the space? What's taking up space in me? It says all the grain offerings, all the stuff that we offer as a sacrifice, the frankincense, the utensils, the tithes of grain, wine and oil, all the stuff that's necessary, the stuff that's prescribed to those that are mantled and carried. The Levites were mantled with a burden to carry the sound of God, the orchestration. Gotta have Levites, gotta have worshipers, people that are burdened enough to say, I gotta carry the sound. Why? Because it's important for the kingdom. All the stuff that was important for the Levites and the minstrels and all that stuff was gone because it was replaced with another sound. How many of us are victim of another sound because somebody made room for the enemy?
A culture lets you know that somebody, that's why you got movies like The War Room and people.
We're connected with people God says let go of. This morning I heard the Spirit of the Lord ask, do you love this more? Do you love these more than me?
Jesus.
Do you love these? Your pastor. Your pastor. I'm not being transparent.
Right.
Do you love these more than you love me? Because if you did, I'd have more room in your life.
Jesus.
Why do you think in the book of Revelation there's an assignment by God to go down into the earth and measure those that worship? Measurement requires that we map out space. And God is asking Pastor Aaron, how much time in that 24 hours has been alive for me?
Jesus.
So just like Nehemiah when he came back, that false stuff was out of order. Jesus is on his way back. Yeah. Say, too much stuff is out of order. The city is my church. The city of the Lord. The word called me Lord, Lord. And do not the things that I say. In our first verse of 13:6-9, after some time, however, I had to go to the king. This is Nehemiah talking. I came to Jerusalem and learned about the evil that Elisha had done. See, somebody that's burdened with the mandate of God, I'd be upset that Elisha had even let that go. Sometimes to save face, we let go be and say to be okay with it. God has got grace, he'll forgive you. Okay, you sure? We're living in a time now that God ain't making us stuff. Y'all better look and see what's happening in the eastern skies. Keep your eyes on the eastern skies. What's happening? Did we not just see an earthquake? Did we not say just last week that before there is a sign in the atmosphere that the earth is going to start groaning? Does anybody remember that? I don't ever profess to be nothing more than what I am, I'm to be good. But I know what I am, God. God says there's going to be earthquakes in divers places. It is not because I came up with that. It's that you're just reminding people of my word.
Stop
the lying, you won't stop the hurt, you won't stop the stuff that's displeasing me, then I'm not. Someone say, God, clean me.
God, clean me.
Clean me, God. Clean,
clean me,
me,
God.
Because he's coming back.
Yeah.
Without spot. He's coming back for a bride. Without wrinkle. He's coming back for a bride that don't have blemishes. He's coming back for a clean place.
Yeah.
Clean me.
Clean,
clean
me, God.
Clean my heart. Clean my heart. Clean my body. Clean me from this fleshly desire. Clean me from the sins of the body. Clean me. So I want you to see. 13:1 to 14:1 before Zechariah says, the day the Lord is coming when your plunder will be divided among you. God says, just like in 13, it's happening in the next chapter of your life. God says, out of all the stuff that you got in ill gain is going to be divided. The problem with many of us, Elder Michelle, is we've been trying to hold on to stuff that God says, let go of. God says, I'm trying to snatch it.